Let's say a guy converts the morning of Purim. In other words, he hears the... He decides to convert Purim morning. Why? I don't know. He's very excited. He says to himself, wow, this is how the Jews act. And it's win-win, you know what I mean? If I can party and be Jewish, like, what, why even remain being a guy? I don't know. Whatever the reason why he says. He decides to convert Purim morning. So the machlok is 2 days in the Yerushalmi as to whether or not he's chayv in Megillah Bayom. You hear the kasha? One opinion says, of course he's chayv. He's Jewish. The opinion says, no, he's not chayv. He's not chayv. So what might this machlokas depend upon? Well, so the Rav Chevre claims this chakira is the chakira that explains machlokas is probably whether or not there's one mitzvah with two parts or two separate mitzvahs. Is it two separate mitzvahs? In which case, last night, I missed, or the guy missed a kriya, but today it's brand new mitzvah. He's chayv today because it's totally independent from yesterday's mitzvah. It's the mitzvah is totally new. It's different. It's fresh. And if he's chayiv, alternatively, one can argue there's one mitzvah which has two components to it. It's indivisible. You cannot say it's one, two different mitzvahs. Alternatively, perhaps one can argue, says the Samora in your Yerushalmi, that it really is one mitzvah with two parts. And if you didn't fulfill last night, so what even bother doing today's for? It's just like lifting up an esrog without a lulav. It's like saying a third of Kriyat Shema opposed to the whole Kriyat Shema. When I say a third, I mean a third of what you're supposed to say. What are you actually supposed to say? It's a big machlokas. What's daraisa? What's the rabbanon? Is the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema daraisa one pasuk, one paragraph, the whole thing? Okay, we'll leave that. If you say part of Kriyat Shema, whatever part is, l'chora, it doesn't help. What do you gain? Now, I should point out a side point, an asterisk. There is a discussion in Achronim, it's a minchas chinuch that believes if you eat a chatzis shear of matzah, there is some religious value for it. Maybe that day, maybe that's what's behind this machlokas of Yerushalmi. Like, is chatzis shear only by Yisurim, and maybe even by mitzvahs? But most Achronim seem to disagree with that minchas chinuch. In any event, most likely, and certainly where the Rav Chevre explains this machlokas, is it one mitzvah, two parts, or two separate mitzvahs? And perhaps that may link up to the machlokas as to whether there's a new shechianu by day. Is there a new shechianu by day? According to the Rambam, you only make one shechianu at night. You make three brachas at night. Again, the bracha of Amikra Megillah, the bracha of Shasavisa, the bracha of shechianu. By day, you only make two brachas. You make the bracha of Amikra Megillah and the bracha of Shasanisim. You don't make a new shechianu, according to Tosis. You do make a new shechianu. Why? Maybe the whole new day, the new day, the new qualities of days, because it's a separate mitzvah. And if there's mamash two mitzvahs, you make two shechianus. Last night was the first time in a while you read a Megillah by night. Today's the first time in a long time I did a Megillah by day. It's been a whole year since I did a Kriya Shel Yom. However, if you believe it's all one mitzvah, perhaps it's just one mitzvah with two parts. You wouldn't make a Shechion on the Lulav, another Shechion on the Esrog. Why? Because it's all one part. And therefore, another potential nafka meaning to this Chakira is not just the Machlokas in the Yerushalmi, but maybe even the Machlokas between the Rambam and Tosfos.